We all recall the battle cry, "Remember the Alamo." But 200 years ago, it was, "Remember the Raisin." So what was this Raisin? And exactly why would it rally troops in battle? Today, we dust off the history books for an important piece of early American history on this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Ruth Roosey. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for, really? My name is Ruth Roosey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Early in the War of 1812, American soldiers invaded Canada, only to be pushed back to Ohio, losing Detroit and Michigan on the way. But in January of 1813, the Americans moved back north to recapture the important settlement of Frenchtown. The victory lasted but 2 days.
The British came back in force with about 1,200 of their allies, Native Americans led by Wyandotte chiefs Roundhead, Split Log, and Walking Water.
Dan Downing shares the story from River Raisin National Battlefield Park in Monroe, Michigan.
This is the largest single one-day's loss of American lives in the War of 1812. There were about 400 casualties here, about 530 captured.
The captured were marched back to Fort Malden, Canada. Those unfit to make the trip were left in Frenchtown under supervision of a few physicians. The next day, Native Americans loyal to the British returned and ambushed those prisoners, killing them and many townspeople. Word of the incident soon spread throughout the nation.
William Henry Harrison, who later became president, called it a national calamity, and "Remember the Raisin" became the rallying cry of the War of 1812.
Most of the town's buildings were burned to the ground. A few residents of Frenchtown survived the initial battle and subsequent ambush.
They made their living the best they could and were forced to subside on muskrat. The muskrat now has a special meaning in southeastern Michigan, and a number of muskrat dinners are held every year in remembrance of the great sacrifices here.
In the fall of 1813, American forces returned and claimed the area for good. The cry of "Remember the Raisin" leading them in battle throughout the rest of the war. Traveling the countryside in Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.